is Daf Hey. Let's take it from some place in Hey Rebbe's. Probably worthwhile to go 10 lines up to Tani Rabbi Chia. I think it makes sense for that. The Gemara had told us before, we know from the beginning there's already 4 Avos Nezikin, the Mishnah told us, and then came along Rabbi Hoshaya that there are 13 Avos Nezikin. And now is the position of Tani Rabbi Chia, Esim V'arba Avos Nezikin. There are actually 24 categories of Nezikin. So the Gemara says, what are the 24? There's Nezikin, there's Tashlum Mekefa, when you steal, you pay double. Tashlum Yarba V'chamisha, when you take it, you shecht it, you sell it. That's going to be 4 or 5 times the amount. Ganav, Gazlan, Edim, Zomimim, V'ha'ones, V'ha'mefata, Motzi Shemra, V'ha'metame, V'ha'medameo, M'na'nasich. So the Gemara says, so that's the total. So the Gemara says, honey, tlesar. So the Gemara asks, these are only 13. If you go through
the honey tlesar as an addition to those 11.
Oh, so plus the 13. So we have the total of, where we go, the line here, honey tlesar, ha'as and barba. So that is this. It's a total of 24, adding Rabbi Chia's additional to what we had before of Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara,
doesn't make any sense.
Rabbi Yishaya, I mean. So the Gemara, why not?
It's not 13 plus. It's
no, Rabbi Shaya had 13 before.
Yeah, and he had how many? He added this guy.
Count them up, and it ends up being a total of 24. It must be he had a total of 11.
13, 1, 2,
fine. Sazak the Gemara then, Rabbi Shaya, my time aloha, lotani honey. So Rabbi Shaya, who had only 13, why didn't he learn these other 11 Rabbi Chia? So Gemara says, b'mamona kamari, b'knasala kamari. He's dealing with only dini mamnis, where it's a certain compensation. A person damages, you pay what you deserve. Knas, which is a penalty, which according to Pashas is that you don't owe a penalty. A penalty is something that the Torah or Bezin had added upon it, but it's not what you owe. It's a penalty, a person that parks in the wrong place. So you didn't cause any damage that you owe money, but there's a certain fee, there's a penalty that they make you pay. So the penalties, Rabbi Chia added on penalties, so Rabbi Shai wasn't dealing with penalties only. That's why he only has 13 out of a total of 24. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? On the list of Rabbi Chia wasn't only Knasos, Ganav Gazim de Mamona, who a guy steals $100, so he has to pay $100. That's not a penalty, that's compensation. And that's on the list. So we see that Rabbi Chia even includes Tashlum and even Mamon. So Gemara says, where we go here? So Gemara says, Lisna, where we go? One more time here. Ganav Gazim de Mamona, who? Lisna. So he should have taught Gan of the Gazlan. So says the Gemara, this is again asking Rabbi Yishaya should have learned the word Gan of the Gazlan because that's really Mamon. So he ends up saying, Hakatani, he has on the list already, it says, Shomer Chinam Vashoel. As part of Rabbi Yishaya's list, he said a person who's watching something, watching the object for free, or he borrows something, and he causes damage, he loses it, destroys it, so he has to pay back. So that's a type of Gan of Gazlan. So that was included in Rabbi Yishaya's Shomer Chinam and Shoel. So the Gemara says that's...
Specifically because one of the things you could tie in against them is that they used it. They stole.
Which we consider exact. He was told to watch it, not to use it. So by using it, that is by Shalech Yad, by using it, that's considered, makes the Shomer into a Ganav. So if that's true, that Shomer Chinam is equated to a Ganav and a Gazlan, so Rabbi Chia, who counted them separately, Rabbi Chia Nami, Hatani Lei, Shomer Chinam and Vashol. He also learned that. He taught, part of his 24 list is Shomer Chinam, the Shoel. So why does he have to list separately a Ganav and a Gazlan? So Gemara answers, Tani Mamona Dasal Yidei Behetera. Tani Mamona Dasal Yidei Bisura. Because there's a difference. Even though a Shomer Chinam could turn into a Ganav if he uses it, but it came to him Betars Heter. He was allowed to watch over it. It was allowed to be in his house. But suppose the guy goes into someone else's property and takes it, that came to his hand Bisura. So there is a distinction between those two types of Ganevas and Gazelas. So then the Gemara asks, what about Edim Zomimim Dimamonahu? Listening. So Rabbi Shaya should have taught Edom Zomim on the list, like Rabbi Yishaya did it. Edom Zomim, they try to make someone pay for something that they didn't do, and they're caught in the act, so they have to pay money. That's Mamona, so that should have been on the list of Rabbi Yishaya. So the Gemara says, Savar la ki Rabbi Akiva, de amar ein mishalman al pi atzmo. So it must be that Rabbi Yishaya holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that a person admits, I'm sorry, I was an Edom Zomim, I made the whole thing up. He actually doesn't pay. So this klal is as follows. The number of nafka means between tashlumim and kanas. The person admits to damaging your car, I need to pay that money, even though I admitted. But if I admit to a penalty, moda b'kanas, the halacha is we paskin pater. If I admit to something that would be a penalty, no one caught me, I just admitted to it, they wouldn't make me pay. So if I, let's say, park in the wrong spot, parking, and then I come tell the cops later on, after I moved my car, by the way, I parked last week in an illegal parking spot, they're not going to give me a ticket for that. So if you're moda b'knas, you're putter. So he paskins, Rabbi Kiva holds, if I'm moda for doing an edim zomim, I'm moda on my own, not being caught, Rabbi Kiva holds, I'm putter. That's a general call by all knasas moda b'knas putter. So it must be that Rabbi Shaya holds like Rabbi Kiva, that edim zomim is considered a knas, and that's why he did not include it on his list of 13. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if really Rabbi Yoshiah hold like Shitas Rabbi Kiva, Isavar Lak Rabbi Kiva, Lisne Tre Gavne Shur, he should teach two types of Shvarim. Shvarim, we said, one of the lists is Shur in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva holds the two types of Shurs. What are the two Shvarim? Shur, Lisne, he should teach Shur de Azik Shur, Lisne Shur de Azik Adam. The Mishnah says there's one av of a shur, but it's not really true because shur acts differently depending what the shur damages, whether it be a object, money, or a person. There's different halachas, so there should be shur d'azik adam and shur d'azik shur. How do we know that there's a difference? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Kiva Omer, af tam shechavel b'adam mishalim b'moser nezek shalim. We know, we already learned the halacha that if a tam animal who is not regulated to gore and he gores a shur, so how much does he pay? What damage does he pay? Chatzi nezek. So what happens if a shur is mazik a person? So Rabbi Kiva holds a tam who's mazik a person actually pays the full amount. He pays whatever amount the animal, we always take payment of the mazik, the one who damaged. You pay the guf, and anything that you need to build up, the remaining difference, you have to pay out of pocket. But in the end of the day, the animal, a tam that's mazik adam, you pay the shalim. So there's a difference. If a shur is mazik a shur, it's a nezek chadzi nezek. If a shur is mazik an adam, it's nezek shalim. So we should teach two different types of shvarim if Rabbi Kiva is really the opinion of Rabbi Shaya.
I have a question. The Mishnah started with four avod nezikim. The shur, bo, mazik, and so they're saying that these are 13 or 24?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And basically, that's supposed to be included in this fold.
Not included. They're extra. The Gemara will address why our Mishnah didn't address them, but they're saying they're really 13. And no one's really arguing halacha l'maisa. Everyone agrees that you have to pay these just when they created a list. So why do they include only four? Why does this one only include 13? And why does this one include 24? The Gemara will talk about that later on, I think. But not to say there's an afkamina, but just that's the list that they made. In Panemius, by the way, they connect to Dal, Avos, Nezikin are very, very important in Panemius. Okay. So why didn't they teach, if Rabbi Kiva really is the opinion here, so he should have taught that there are two cases of shvarim. So the Gemara says, ha-tavre, lashon ha-tavre, you switch the tuf with a shin, shavar, broke. They already shavar Rabbi Kiva l'gzize. They already broke Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Rabbi Kiva l'maskana doesn't hold that way. He doesn't hold that there's a difference between a shor who's mazik and adam versus a shor who's mazik a shor. That was just a havamina, or was his opinion, but they rejected him. The Sandi, the Braisa, tells us, the Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says, Yachal, one would think, Af Tam, Shechava Ba'adam, Yishalim Min Ha'aliyah. You might think if a Tam animal gores a person, you have to pay from Aliyah. When you ever hear from Aliyah, that means you pay from your out of pocket. You pay the full amount, the Nezek Shalim, even by a Tam, for an Adam. That's what you would have thought only. Now this is only a Havamina. Tam Alomer, the Gemara tells us, Yaselo, Migufa Mishalim, Veno Mishalim Min Ha'aliyah. Yaselo, the Pasuk here, let's get the Pasuk on the side here. It says, O ben yigach, O bas yigach, kamishvat hazeh yaselo. If an animal gores a person, yaselo, you do a mishpat to it, to the body itself of the shor, and you don't pay out of pocket. You pay nezek, chatzi nezek from the guf of the shor, and that's all. So we see that there's a consistency of shor who's mazik a shor versus a shor that's mazik an adam.
So basically $400, $200 you pay?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Gemara is going to go through some of the calculations, but yes. Well, we'll see. The Gemara is going to explain why that is. Says the Gemara now, Ha'ones, Va'mefate, Va'moti Shemra, the Mamonahu. So these things are also considered Mamona. So Rabbi Shaya should have put this, he should put this on his list. So the Gemara, let's just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi explains some of the background between Ones, Mefate. Ones, Mefate, Rashi explains, Ones is when someone's raped. Mefate is when a person, what's the word I'm looking for?
Seduces.
There we go. Seduces a girl to do something she shouldn't be doing. That's considered mamona. So it says Rashi, shechamishim kesef levad have a knas. So part of the payments, you have to pay 50 kesef. That's a knas. Granted, that's a penalty. That's not what we're talking about here. Aval yeshbo pegam sheshava achshe pachos. She's worth less now that she was violated. So that's a pagam, and that's monetarily she's worth less. And also the embarrassment that she goes through, whether it's she did this willingly, she was seduced, or whether she was forced, it's going to be boshes, and that's money as well. So that aspect of onus mefata should have been on the list of Rabbi Shaya. So the Gemara explains as follows. Lisne, and Moti Shemra, by the way, also, Moti Shemra is where he's Moti Shem that she didn't have Basulim, that whole discussion. So the Gemara says, Lisne, that should be taught in the Mishnah, the Brice of Rebbe Shaya, some Marashech. Gemara explains, E Nezek, if it's about the Nezek, the damage that takes place to her. So we already have Tana Levi, we already taught in the Din of Nezek. E Tsar, if it's a Tsar that she goes through, Tana Levi, we already have Tsar mentioned earlier, that's on the list of Rebbe Shaya. E Boshes, if it's the embarrassment that she's going through, Tana Levi, that's also taught in Rebbe Shaya. That's a separate din. He has a separate line, Nezek, Tar, Boshes. He already has a line. So you don't have to have Moti Shemra and Onus Mefateh, because each category of that, each detail, already falls under a previous category that he had mentioned. E Pagam, if it's a certain Pagam that's on the family. Hainu Nezek, that's the same thing as Nezek. That's damage. It's a reputation that's damage, but it's a damage. So Ma Islech HaLamemar, so what's the only thing left that hasn't been discussed yet? Kenasa. The Knas of Lokamari, that 50 shekel that hasn't been discussed, that's Knas, and that we are not talking about. Rabbi Shai is not referring to at all Knasos. Then the Gemara says, what about Hametame Vamedameya Vamenase? What's that? Metame is if I go over to your property, to your Truma, and to your Taurus, and I metame them. That's damage. You can't use them anymore. If you're a Kohen, you can't eat the Truma. You could use it for fire, but you can't eat it. If I'm medameh, if I take chuma and mix it with your chulin, so now you have mixed together chulin and chuma, that's medameh, that's also now it's less value because you can only sell this to a kohen. I can't sell this to a regular Yisroel. And menaseh, if I take your wine and I pour it to avodah zarah, that's also for you. So those are also damages. So why is that not on the list of Rabbi Chia? Hainu mana, then the mamonahu, that's money. Lisne. So Rabbi Shaya should have taught those three examples on his list as well. The key, these are not krasos. This is monetary damage. Gemara says Marashach. E Hezek Shein Nikar. So this is a discussion we saw in Gemara's and Gittin. There's a machlokas whether these things are Hezek Shein Nikar or this is definitely Hezek Shein Nikar. It's not recognizable. You pour wine, nothing is noticeably changed, even though it is halachically changed. If I'm mixing apples, some are truma and some are not, you can't notice any damage there.
But you know.
You know, but it's not recognized. It's not heker.
Doesn't change.
That. So Hezek Shein Nikar, we had a machlokas. Is that considered damage? Because in the end, it's damage. You can't use it. Or it's not damaged because you cannot recognize it. That's the machlokus. So the Gemara says, E hezek shena nikar shmei hezek, if it's called hezek, we'll call tani le nezek. We already have a category of nezek. So this is another type of nezek. You don't have to list this as well. And ni, if you paskin hezek, shena nikar lo, shmei hezek, it's not really called hezek. So then what is the payment? Why do I have to pay you for being metameya your or menasech your property? I only have to pay because it's a kanasa, it's a penalty. And we already said that according to Rabbi Shaya, ube kanasa lo kamari. He's not dealing with kanasas. So the Gemara says, okay, is that to say then that lema kasava Rabbi Chia hezek shena nikar lo shmei hezek? Does that mean he paskins hezek shena nikar is not called a hezek and therefore it's a kanas ba'alma? So Gemara says, "Dishme hezek," because if it is called a hezek, if hezek shena nikar is called a hezek, hatani le nezek, it's already a nezek. So again, Rabbi Chia, who's the last opinion, who holds a list of 24, he does list mitama, midameya, and menasech separately. So why doesn't he include it in his nezek category? The fact that he doesn't include it in his nezek category means he doesn't think it's nezek. It's only a knas. So Gemara says, again,
it's kind of odd because some of the other things were nezek. I'm sure that was nezek, and he still listed it separately.
Right, it is. Nezek seems like a very global category, and all the other ones are very, very detail-oriented. So, yeah, someone asked me this morning the same question. I don't know. I'm not sure. So Gemara says, no, it's not a raya, because Tana, it's possible that he paskins, hezek sheneniker is called a nezek. So why do you have it as a separate line? Hezek deminkara, Tana Hezeka de Lominkara. He taught one case of where the Nezek is noticeable. That's Nezek Stam. And then he also taught another category of Nezek that's not noticeable, which would be Mitame, Midameya, and Menasech. Okay, the Gemara says Bishma, this all makes sense. Latana Didan. We understand our Mishnah, why it taught Arba Avos Nezikin. Whatever the Mishnah tells us a number, that means a number is to exclude something that would have been on the list, but we're cutting off the list. There's a line, we're drawing the line here. So we understand that Bishma Latana Didan, Tana Minyana, it taught a list of four, Lemute de Rabbi Shaya, to exclude from Rabbi Shaya who had a list of 13. We only have four in our Avos Nezikin.
Who's talking here?
The Gemara. Rabbi Shaya, the Gemara, the people who talk, who learned the Gemara. Yeah. Rabbi Shaya, Tana Minyana, Rabbi Shaya, who said that there are 13 Avos Nezikin, why did he give us a number of 13? Lemute de Rabbi Chiya, to exclude Rabbi Chiya, who's a little further, who thinks there's a 24 on the list. But the question becomes, Ela Minyana de Rabbi Chiya, Lemute Mai. When Rabbi Chiya says that there are 24 on his list, what's he coming to exclude? So he says, Lemute Mosar Mufagil. What's a Mosar? So Rashi explains, Mosar is, here we go. Rashi explains, 10 lines up, 10 narrow lines up. He says, Mosar is Malshin Shemoser Mamon Chaveiro L'Ovid Kachavim. Malshin, the person who tells the government, tells someone, take that other Jewish person, take his property, take his money away. That's a Mosar. That's not included on the list of Rabbi Chiya. That's where he draws the line. That's not his part of his 24. And Umifagel is Mifagel. But the Kohen Shech, so I'll read Rashi inside just to be clear. Rashi says Umifagel is Kohen Sheshachat Karbono Shel Yisrael. Kohen Shech is the carbon of a Jew. Echatas L'Shem Shlamim. Interesting case he gives. I want to get involved in that discussion. But Echatas, he has in mind that this should be a Shlamim. That means his carbon is not going to be good. The classic example is of pigel, based on the psukim, is if I'm the Kohen, I shecht it, and I have in mind to eat it outside the time where it's supposed to be eaten, or outside the place where it's supposed to be eaten. Those are the classic din of a pigel. I'm not sure Rashi gives this example here, but I do see that there's a note here on the side here. Is that a gra, or is that a... They talk about this case, why Rashi gives this example, not a classic case of pigel. Either way, Mosar and a Mefagel, these examples are Nezek, but they're not on the list of 24. That's what Rabbi Chiya is trying to exclude from. So Gemara now says, so why not? Why are they not on the list of Rabbi Chiya? Why were they cut off? Rabbi Chiya had a very expansive list of 24. Why draw the line here? So Bishma Mefagel, I understand why Mefagel is off the list. But Kachim lo Kamarim, he's not dealing with Kachim. Kachim is a completely different world. We have many places where the Gemara says Kachim is a different category and different sets of rules. So he's not dealing with Kachim. Ela Mosar, that's the world of Choshem Mishpat, handing over someone else's money to the government. My time at Lotani. Why did he not teach Mosar on the list? Why did Rabbi Chiya ignore it? So the Gemara explains, because Shiny Mosar did Dibur. Most is different because it has to do with speech. Speech isn't such a strong... All the other ones have to do with action. This is Dibura, so it didn't fit nicely on the list of 24. We're not dealing with speech. The husband says that the wife had no basulim. That was speech. That's moti shemra. That's on the list. The Dibura, the Katani, again, it's on the list of Rabbi Chiya, even though it's Dibura. So the answer to the Gemara, it's a Dibura de'is be'maisa. It's not a Dibura alone. It's not speech alone. It's a Dibura that has a Maisa attached to it. What's the Maisa? Rashi says the Maisa Bia. It was a Bia, that was the Maisa, and it resulted in a Dibura of him claiming that there's no Dam Basulim. So it's not a pure Dibura. As opposed to Mosar, which is purely Dibura, that was left off the list. So then the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Vaha Edim Zomimim Dibura de'les be'maisa. They claimed that they saw a certain thing happen, and they were proven to be incorrect. They were not there at the time and the place, but their violation was a violation of Dibur alone, and there's no Maisa, and that's on the list. So to Mosa, which is Dibur below Maisa, should also be on the list. The Katani, yet it's still listed. So the Gemara says, Edim Zomim is different. Hasam over there, Afagav de Lespe Maisa, even though Edim Zomim does not have a Maisa, Rachmana Karya Maisa, the Torah considers it like a ma'isa d'chsev v'asisim lo kasher zomim la'asos lachiv. We do to them like they attempted to do la'asos, to do to their brothers. So even though it's actually a dibor, we consider it like a ma'isa. So, okay, it's Gemara's elsewhere clearly say it's not a ma'isa. They say maybe the dibor itself, the speech might be some level of ispe ma'isa zutar, the Gemara says, increases. There's a small level of ma'isa. But either way, the chiddush is that the eden zomim is considered like a ma'isa l'fidatar. Okay. I see Adam's mind's working. He has to run, but I imagine he's getting involved. Probably the Rambam, the Ravid, the Lespe Maisa. No, it's all this guy. What? Akimas Piv. That's the Gemara. But the discussion about we have Lav Shein B'Maisa. Lav Shein B'Maisa ain't Lokan Lav. You don't get Malchus for Lav Shein B'Maisa. So there's a big discussion, the Rambam and the Ravid and the Reb Chaim, about this whole discussion of Lav Shein B'Maisa. So why is there a punishment for Edom Zomim? So they discussed this. There's a lot of lumdus here, but that's what I thought you were going at. Okay. Akimas Piv. Okay. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand the Tana Didan, our Mishnah, Tana Avos, Michlal Dika Todos. Whenever you hear the word Avos, that implies there's something called Todos. The fathers, Avos and Todos, are the children. There's always a subcategory. So our Mishnah, we explain that the Shor and then the Eish and Bor, they all have Todos. Ela Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yoshaya, who have a list of 13, 14, Avos, Michlal Dika Todos. Told us ain't my name. What's it told of a motzi shemer? What's it told of a onus mafata? They don't exist. So why would you call them avos? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avohu, kulan ke avos l'shalem mimetav. They're not avos with respect to having a tolda. They're avos with respect to having to pay like the other avos nezikin, meaning you pay mimetav. Get familiar with the word metav. Metav means the best of the land, the fattest part of the land. So you have to pay from the best of the land. If a person has to pay nezek and he has no money, you pay from his property, you choose the best of his land, the metav. My time, what's the reason? Time, tachas nesina yishalim kesef. I'm not going to go through, but there's a very lengthy rashi here about all these words. There's a gzer shava. Each of the different nezikin, of the 13 and 14, 24 nezikin, there's a gzer shava of the word tachas or nesina or yishalim kesef. You read through Rashi here, and there's Machlokas Rashi, Rabbi Nechanan has a different list, but they're all psukim that they find connecting all the Avos and Nezikin somehow to the concept of having to pay Metav. So they're called Avos, again, not because they're told us, because they aren't told us. They're called Avos in that they have to pay Metav like all the Dalad Avos Nezikin.
What is the other option to call them?
So what do you call them? Just Nezikin, the 24 Nezikin. So the Gemara now says, Lo Hare Hashur Kari Mava. So the Mishnah told us when it said the four Avos Nezikin, this one's not like that one, and that one's not like this one. So the Gemara says, "My Kamar, what exactly is the Mishnah saying?" So Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Hachi Kamar, Licht Rachman Echada V'Teisa Idach Minei. So why does the pasuk have to say all different cases, all the different Avos Nezikin? Teach one example of Nezikin, Bor, let's say, and I'll know that all the other ones are any other type of damage you have to pay for. So that's what the Gemara says. They say, "Hader Amar Chadim Yichadel La'asu." You can't learn one from the next because each of the Avos and Zikin are unique. Bor is unique because it was Tichlasan Asin L'Nezek. It was made initially with the potential to damage. And Eish is unique because it's Koach Ruach Koach Acher Murava. And Shor is different because Kavanas L'Hazek. They're all unique, so you cannot learn one Nezek from the other. That's what the Mishnah is trying to get at. So it says the Gemara, "V'lo Zev Zesha Yeshper Ruach Chayim." So the Gemara had said, you cannot learn. Let's go back to the Mishnah for a second. Have a great day, Adam. So the Mishnah says, you can't learn Shor and Mava. Mava either was Adam or Mava was Shane. Either way, they're not so clear yet. So then you can't learn Shor and Mava from Eish because Shor and Mava have a Yesh Baruach Chaim. They're alive, whether it's a person or an animal.
Sure.
From Eish. They're alive. Eish is not alive. So the Gemara says, now, my kamar, the last two lines of the Amud. My kamar, Amar of Mishar Shia Mishmei Derava Hachi Kamar. Going on to Amud Beis, the Gemara explains, Lich to Rachmana Tarte, learn, or teach the Torah should write only two Avos. V'teisei Idach Minai, and learn the other ones from it. So the Gemara says, Hada Amar, so first the Mishnah says, the first line was, you can't have one and learn everything else from the other. Then the Gemara suggests, maybe learn two. Learn Shor and Mave, and learn Eish from that. Learn one from two. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that also can't be learned, because whatever common denominator exists by the two, the one is somehow unique as well. One cannot be learned from two. So the Gemara says, then Amar Rava says, V'chula shadis bor binayu, asya kulo b'matzad, Levar Mikaren. So if you throw Bor in the mix of any of them, so then you can learn all the other ones except for Karen. What does this mean? So let's look at Rashi. This is a very, very lengthy Rashi, extremely lengthy Rashi here. Let's try to make it through a little bit just to appreciate. Look at Rashi, the Kulo Kashadisa. It's around six narrow lines down. Mechulon Kishadisa Bor Minayo Asir. Iksiv, you see Rashi around six narrow lines down? You're right around where you are. Yeah, key. Kishadisa, shadisha means to throw. Kishadisa bor benayu asya. If you throw bor in the mix, you could ask, you could learn all the other ones. So what does this mean? Iksiv bor v'chad mehanach. If you have just bor, and pick any other av you want, whether it be shor, shein, regal, any other one, and bor, that will be the perfect match to learn all the other nezikin from them. Let's look at some examples for a second. Says Rashi, Iksiv bor v'chad mehanach, one of the other ones, asir kulav mehi, you can learn all the other ones, meidach b'tara shav, a certain common denominator the boar might have with, let's say, Karen, you'll have it work out nicely. Di'iksiv bor v'karen, let's say, asir shem menayu hachi, you would learn shein from both boar and Karen as a combination. How? Ma bor, shein darchalei lechel hazik, boar doesn't move, yet you're chayiv. Shein shadarch lelech lahazik lokoshkin, certainly a shein, an animal that goes to eat, certainly that should be chayef. Malabor shechein tchilas asiyas laomer lenezek, but sure, but boar is different because boar initially was created with the ability to damage as opposed to shor. Tomer b'shor. So then the Gemara said, well, keren yochiach, and goes back and forth the whole way. Rashi goes through every single example that you could possibly imagine. But the idea is that you take boar, match it with keren, you take boar, match it with shein, you take boar, match it with eish. It's going to be, those two will be the magic number to learn all the other avos nezikin from them. But then the only exception is, except for the bar mi keren, keren cannot be learned from all them. Why? Look at the Gemara says, mishum de'ikla mifrach, you could always ask that malakulo shekein muadin mitchilasam. Because bor and esh, let's say, that the beginning, the first offense, you pay a full damage. Bor and regel. Bor and shein, the first offense, you pay nezek. But keren, not the case. Keren is the first offense, you don't pay a full amount. So therefore, if you have bor and keren, you can learn everything else from it.
What about regel? Regel is tam?
No. Nope. Everything. Everything you pay full amount. Keren, goring, is the only case you pay half. Every other one you pay full.
If it's tam?
Even if it's tam. Every other nezek you pay the full amount, even after the first offense. Okay. Fine. So Gemara says, Ulman damar, adraba, keren adifa, shikavanas lahazik, afil keren amyasa. So wait a second. The one who thinks that keren is actually more severe than the other ones, granted, keren you only pay half the amount. But keren's more severe because keren has intent to damage. All the other ones, there's no intent to damage. A boar is just sitting there, ace just happens. Keren, the animal, bends its head down and just charges. So that's kavanas lahazik, so keren's more severe. So then, keren can be learned. If I say that if you have to pay for bor, and you have to pay for esh, so kavachom, you have to pay for keren, where the animal has intent to damage. So if you have bor and any other one, you can actually learn all of them from each other. So then if that's the case, so you really can pick any two, so why does a pasuk have to list shor separately, and bor, and keren, and shein, and regel? Just pick two, and I know every other nezek. So they ask the Gemara, Ela lemai hilchasa kasvina rachmana hilchasayin. So why exactly did the Rachmana? Why did the Torah list all the different avos if you could have learned any of them from just any two? That's the question. Why do we have Karen Tepeli and Shane and then Regil and then Shor and then Bor?
It says in Torah like this.
Yeah.
Like the Mishnah.
Yeah. If you learn through Mishpatim, go through. You'll appreciate it. It's very kedai to go through. I'll show you which section of Parsha Mishpatim, and you appreciate what we're doing much more, a lot more. Because everything's going to come to life now. You'll see, Mir Tashem, if you learn this well, when you go through Rashi. And Parsha Mishpatim, when we get there next year, the Rashi is going to be just quoting Gemaras, and everything comes to life. Now, Parsha Mishpatim is one of the hardest Rashis for people to learn when they do Shnayim Mikra. People who don't learn Baba Kama, it's very, very hard. It's very technical. But once you learn Baba Kama, it flows very, very nicely. So I'll show you afterwards if you want. The Gemara says, you know why the Torah lists all the different Avos and Nezikim in the Torah? The Hilchoseim. Because each one has something unique. Okay, granted, I would know you have to pay for each of them, from the Kavachomers, but there's some unique aspect that each of them have that the Torah had to tell me. So what are they? Keren, I need to list Keren in the Torah. Lechalik bein tam lemuad. That's the one we know, the Muedes. That's a very obvious one. That for the first three offenses, you only pay half an Ezek, as opposed to a full one, you pay a Muad a full. Shein v'regel, lepotren b'shus harabim. If Shein and Regel, the damage you only have to pay if it's b'shus yachid. But if my animal goes into the public and eats somewhere in Rishis Rabba, let's say a guy has a basket of payros, so he puts them down on the floor, and my shor eats it in the shuk, I don't have to pay. Only if it goes into his backyard do I have to pay for the damage. So that's something unique, that shein and regel is pater from Rishis Rabba. Now this Gemara is very important to keep in mind also, these exceptions, these pturim, because the Gemara is going to assume you know them well, as we're going to go by through over the next few weeks. So again, so shein and regel are pater Rishis Rabba. Bor had to be taught separately in the Torah because it's liftor a boas a kelim, to exempt from any kelim. So let's say an animal, a donkey, is in the walks and drops and falls in the pit, and all the kelim it was holding got damaged. I'm pater from the kelim. The bor only pays for the animals; it's pater from the kelim. Okay, that's an exception of Bor. And what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, Mechayev al Nitzke Kalim, he thinks Bebor, he argues, and thinks you're Chayev even on the Kalim. So he says, why does Bor have to be taught separately? Liftor bo es ha'adam. To teach me that a person who falls in the pit, you're actually going to be pater on. You're pater for a person who falls and gets damaged. If a person dies, that's another story. But if he gets damaged, you're pater from a Bor. So then the Gemara says, what about Adam? Why does Adam have to be taught separately in the Torah? To tell me, l'chayvu ba'arba dvarim, they have to pay for the four different offenses. Look at Rashi. Also, learn this well. There's a whole parak called Hachovel es Hachavero, parak Hachovel. Talks about all the damages a person does when he punches another guy in the face. You pay the damages. So look at the Rashi in the bottom, three lines up. He says, l'chayvu ba'arba dvarim, tsar, the pain he causes the guy, the ripoy, the medical bills, sheves, his time off from work, and Bosh is the embarrassment, he goes. And Nezek is really the fifth one. But Nezek we knew already was obvious. That was learned from a Kal v'Chomer. So these are four additional payments. That's why Adam has to be taught separately. Why does Eish have to be taught separately in the Torah? Eish liftor bo es ha-tamim. In order to exempt me from anything that was buried. So let's say I start a fire and it goes into the guy's neighbor and burns everything. And it happens to be underneath his haystacks. He has some valuables. Since that's tamen, since it's protected and hidden, even though it gets damaged, I'm actually a pater. Gzeir sakasif. And then, what about according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mechayv al niske tamen ba'esh? He thinks, no, even that which is hidden in the haystacks, I'm also chayv in esh. So why does esh have to be taught separately? Lasuyemai, what's the chiddush of esh? Says the Gemara, the top line of Daf Vav, La'asuyei l'chicha nero v'sifsecha e'avanov. Says Rashi, top line here, La'asuyei l'chicha nero shim l'chicha ha'esh harishaso shel chavero. It's singed, I guess, that's probably the word they used.
Well, that's the right word. They say lick that, I guess they use it literally.
Okay.
Like a literal translation.
Okay. It licked it, like, but singed, it singed the dirt, and the guy just plowed his property, and then a fire went over and just started singeing the dirt. Oshichsecha avanav, or perhaps his stones. You're chayv, even though it's not a damage. It didn't destroy it, but it still caused it to go a little black or so. And therefore, that's whatever damage, even though it doesn't seem to be too much damage. Whatever damage is, you're pater on. Wait, Lasu is coming to say you're chayv or pater. Yeah, you're chayv. Even on that, even though it's not really so much of a damage, even on that, you're going to be chayv. So that's why Eish had to be taught separately. So this Gemara, by the way, is very, very important. As I said, just try to remember all these different unique aspects to each of these different Avos Nezikin. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.